Chapter 25. Back at the grill.
"You did what?" bellowed Walter. "You told a woman?"
This reaction wasn't expected. "What's the big deal?" I asked. Walter looked at me as though I had a hole in the middle of my forehead. Then he said,
"Don't you know that's the quickest way to spread a secret around town?"
I had to laugh at Walter. "Don't worry," I said. "She's bound by a code of confidentiality. Besides, I didn't say anything about you or David. I didn't mention your names, at least."
"You've already said too much," continued Walter. "It only takes one leak to sink us. Loose lips sink ships. LLSS. Don't you know that?"
I just laughed some more. Walter was going overboard with his ship references. David sat there with his drink, but he wasn't laughing. "I'm with Walter on this one," he said. "You shouldn't have said a darn thing."
"Hey, I'm in therapy," I said, defending myself. "We haven't broken any laws. There's no stealing going on. No crimes have been committed. What's the harm in my clearing my conscience with my counselor?"
"Your counselor is a woman, that's what," said David. "What's worse, a woman with credibility. She's educated, probably refined and sophisticated. Somebody might believe her."
"She won't tell." "How do you know that? How do you know that?" said Walter. "Women can't keep secrets. They have to share,"
putting great emphasis on that word while leaning over the table towards me.
"We'll see about that."
"Kim," I called. "You two are way off. You'll see I'm right." Kim was a bit surprised to be called by a voice she wasn't used to. Usually, only Walter hollered for her. But now, here was another customer who might be getting a little bit too demanding. I hope she didn't find me to be that way. She walked over to our table.
"Yes, sir?"
"Kim, Walter, David, and I are having a discussion on the trustworthiness of women. After a lively debate, we have come to an impasse. We need someone to break the tie."
"Tie," said David. "There's no tie. It's 2-1.
My friends here feel that women, not you, but women in general, can't keep a secret. I say they can. What are your viewpoints on the subject?"
Kim laughed for a moment. I guess she thought we older gentlemen were being silly. Then she said,
"I think it would depend on the woman. If you say women, in general, I'd say no. But if we're talking about one woman, then I'd say yes. If a woman feels like it's important enough, she'll keep a secret. At least, that's how it's always worked with me."
"There, gentlemen," I said. "I win. Buy me another round."
"Win? You didn't win," said David. "She said no to women in general, which proves us right."
"Are we going to argue or are we going to drink?" I said.
"We might do a little of both. Kim, bring us some more drinks, please," said Walter.
"Yes, sir." Kim trotted off, and Walter said,
"Isn't she the cutest thing? If I had a daughter, I'd want her to be it."
"Didn't you used to date her mom?" I asked.
"Yes."
"You could have been her stepfather."
"I'd have to give up my freedom," replied Walter. "I've been to jail."
"That's right. I forgot," I said, agreeably. David laughed at the both of us. I guess we were a sad sight. David had married a woman of the Orient, bypassing all liberated Western women and their tell-all laws. But who knows what faults the women of the Orient possessed? I wouldn't know. I guess he'll have to find out on his own.